I'm going to talk
Yes.
about editing video. And the first question you might ask is, why would I be have any interest in editing video, seeing as I can't see it? And there are a couple of reasons why I became interested in this. One is that at the Carroll Center, a couple of times a year now, we have a training program called Screen Reader User Testing, based on WCAG criteria. People are taught how to evaluate website accessibility on the computer, on the smartphone, couple of other places. And one additional thing we do beyond just talking about the evaluation criteria is talk about how you would present your results to a client. And we've talked about how to do that, making audio recordings, and plenty of blind people, myself included, have ways of making audio recordings and editing those. I use Goldwave, and I know a number of folks on this call do that also. And you can also make video recordings. The problem I had when we talked about making video recordings is if I can't edit the thing, get rid of all my stammers and screw ups and all of that, then it really isn't worth doing. And so I wanted to come up if I figure out a simple way for doing very, very simple basic editing of videos. On the iPhone, you can also do what's called a screen recording, and that will also make videos. So let me first talk about, the ways that I have made videos, and then we'll talk about the issue of editing them. If I want to demo something on my computer and make a video out of it, for me, the easiest way that I've figured out how to do it, Zoom is a great way to do it on your computer. You simply schedule a meeting, copy the invitation, send the email off to somewhere, yourself or whatever, and then just start the meeting, a meeting of a grand total of one person, yourself. Turn on your audio, turn on the screen share, including checking the audio, and then hit Alt R to start a recording, do your thing, hit Alt R to finish the recording. Then when you leave the meeting, when you close out the meeting, that is going to convert the meeting recording to an audio file, a M4A file, and a video file, an MP4. If you would like to do a similar thing on your iPhone, in I think it's the control center, there is a place where it says screen recording. You can turn on your microphone if you want your voice to be also recorded, and it will record your voice as well as whatever voiceover stuff you have jabbering. And then once you've finished with the recording, that will also create an MP4 that you would find in your Photos app, and you could then export that to somewhere like Dropbox. Couple of ways to create MP4 files. The thing I found out when I was trying to do video editing, there are a whole bunch of video editing software out there, some free, some paid. And the curious thing was that most of them, if you were trying to use JAWS or whatever, many of them you could trim the video. But what trimming is it's snipping off the part at the beginning and at the end of the video that you don't want. For me, the holy grail became, but yeah, but what about the middle? And it was very strangely, very elusive to try to find an app where you could simply get rid of some of the stuff in the middle. And through a lot of trial and error, I found an app called Machete Lite, Lite, a free app, and was able to figure out how to do very, very simple editing in a very, very simple way. Quite comparable to how you would edit out audio using Goldwave, but with one little twist that I'll tell you about when we get to that moment. There was a little problem, though, with this Machete Lite. Being a free app, it's limited in what video file types you can edit, and it's limited to just two types, one called AVI and WMV, Windows Media Video. Problem there was, though, yeah, but I've got MP4s. So I had to figure out a way to convert those MP4s into WMV files so I could then edit them. There too, with a fair amount of trial and error, I found a free app that could do this in a very straightforward way and a fair amount of trial and error. And that is Windows Movie Maker. I found a couple of others that I had to abandon. One called FreeMake Video Converter, where the conversion was really simple, but then my sighted son told me, well, that's nice, but there is a watermark smacko right in the middle of the picture. So that free version, I think, was mainly as a demo to entice you to buy the paid version that didn't have it. Then I found another one that didn't have a watermark in the middle and thought, oh boy, this one's great. Problem with that one, though, it would only convert files up to 100 megabytes in size. And video files are very big. So at least with the Zoom files I was trying to convert, that was only good for like a 3 or 4 minute video. So I did find Windows Movie Maker, and that one worked. So I'm going to take you through the process of converting a file in Windows Movie Maker, and then we'll open it up in Machete Light, and we can see how the editing process goes.
Can you spell Machete?
M-A-C-H-E-T-E, Light, L-I-T-E. I've already created an MP4 file. It's only like 30 seconds. I made it quite short. And I'm going to open the MP4 in Windows Movie Maker, and we'll see how the conversion process goes. I found out the easiest way to open it is rather than opening the Windows Movie Maker and then trying to open the file, simply go to the file first and then use the open with command with your applications key. So I'm going to navigate to the file.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, V, video files checked, for enter. Video files, items view, multi-select, list box, not selected, tech fair video.
And
test video .mp4, checked, 204.
Test video MP4, that's it. I'm going to open up my applications key.
Applications, context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow, M, move to OneDrive, M.
I'll down arrow to open with submenu.
Send with drop, picture smart, add to favorite, convenient OC, convenient O, share dot, dot view and drop, copy drop, version history, edit with clip, convert with, open O, add to media player, play QA, play with media player, cast a device, share dot, 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 get feedback, send to copy drop, version history, view on drop, view comment, scan with micro, open with submenu, H.
And if you want to get there more quickly in the future, you just hit the letter H after you open the application key.
Enter, clip jump and dash video editor, C.
And I'll down arrow to
media player, M, movie maker, M,
movie maker, and I'll hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, video files, items view, multi-select, list box, test video dot mp4 checked, 11/26/2022, 1/12 p.m. mp4 file, 1525 kb, 0 o'clock 50.
I'm going to insert 10.
Title is my movie dash movie maker.
Okay, and I'm now in movie maker. The mp4 file is loaded. Now all I want to do is resave it, but this time as a WMV. I'm going to open my menus with alt.
Upper ribbon, UI ribbon, dot top, ribbon, 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 tabs, tab, home, tab, selected, 106, alt, follow.
This actually has ribbons, but I'm going to left arrow once to the file tab.
Leaving menus, leaving ribbons, file tab button, drop down, print as pop up, press space to activate the menu, then navigate with arrow keys.
And I'll down arrow to where it says save movie. We also have save project, but I don't want to deal with projects, just the movie.
New project, open, open project, alt, save project, alt, follow, save project as, alt, publish movie, save movie, save movie, submenu, alt, followed by F, comma, M.
Save movie, submenu. I'll hit enter.
Enter. Recommended setting group. Recommended for this project checked. Alt followed by F, M, J.
And here we have a dialogue with different settings. I think, you know, numbers of frames or something. I don't know exactly all the technicality of all of this, but it says recommended settings checked. And I'm going to tab once.
Recent settings group. Android left parent and 1080p right parent checked. Alt followed by F, M, 1.
And there's this one that says Android 1080p. Now, I don't know the technicality of all of that. All I know is that when I saved using this, my son, who has sight and a good amount of experience dealing with videos, said this is a good format and the quality is acceptable. I'll hit enter on this.
Enter. Leaving menus. Save movie dialog. File name colon edit combo. MyMovie.mp4. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. Alt plus N. MyMovie.mp4.
And this opens a dialog where I'm going to now type in a new file name here. I'll call it Vibug Demo.
Caps lock on. V-I-B-U-G space D-E-M-O.
I'll tab once to the save file type combo box.
Save as type colon combo box. MPEG-4/H.264 video file left parent start.
I'll down arrow hit W for WMV.
W, Windows Media video file left parent start dot WMV right parent.
There it is. And now I could tab to the save button, or I prefer to shift tab back.
File name colon edit combo. Vibug demo dot WMV. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. Alt plus N.
So it says Vibug demo dot WMV. And I'll hit enter. Hit enter to save that. It's going to save it in the same place where the original MP4 was. I'll hit enter.
Enter. Save movie dialog. Confirm save as dialog. Vivek demo.wmv already exists. Do you want to replace it? No button to activate. Press space R. Alt plus N.
Oh, I had already done one earlier. Do I want to replace it?
Yes button to activate. Press space R. Alt plus Y.
I will.
Space. My movie dash movie maker. Movie maker. Cancel button to activate. Press space R.
Now, one thing about saving videos is it can take a lot of time. This is very short, but if I do insert B for boy, as in with JAWS, and read my percentages.
Movie maker, cancel button, progress context, saving movie, progress details, step 1 to 1, colon, 46% complete.
Okay, I'm only at 46%, and this is only like a 30-second video. So if you're going to save something that's fairly long, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, expect for it to take a little while. I'll do insert B again. It will make a noise when it's finished, though.
Oh. Timeline multi-select list box test video.mp4. To move to an item, press the arrow keys. Movie maker, play button to activate, press space bar, alt plus P.
Actually, I think that noise happened right when I did the insert B. So that is done. But, you know, that's just a very short video, and you saw the amount of time that took. Okay, I've converted it, and I'm going to Alt F4 out of Windows Movie Maker.
Alt F4, timeline multi-select list box test video.mp4 to move. Alt F4, Movie Maker dialog. Do you want to save changes to my movie? Yes button to activate. Press space bar. Alt.
There it's asking me if I want to save changes to the MP4 that I had before. The answer is no.
N. Video files, items view list box. Items view multi select list box test video.mp4 check to move to an item. Press the arrow keys. Items view escape.
Now I land back in that same video folder with that I was in before. And we will see when I hit V for $5.
V. Vivek demo.wmv not checked. 404.
The WMV file is there now. Now I'm going to open Machete Lite. I'll go to my desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, video files checked. M, my Drive Carol account checked. M, MBTA Adept Sketch. M, my Drive personal account. M, Machete Lite checked. 39 to 45.
And I'll hit enter.
Enter. Untitled dash Machete.
Okay, I am in. And one really nice thing about this program is that the menus are your standard good old-fashioned menu bars with a file menu, an edit menu, and all of this. And you can up arrow, down arrow through very easily, just like in the good old days. I would like to open this file now. I'll hit Alt to open my menu bar.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow, F.
I'll down arrow once.
File menu, open, dot, 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 control, plus O to move through items, press up or down arrow, O.
There's open, and your good old fashioned control O, I could have hit that instead. I'll hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, open dialog, file name, colon, edit, combo, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value, Alt plus N.
Now, because I keep these video files in the same folder, it remembers where I last was. So I can Alt Shift Tab back just once.
Explorer pane, folder layout pane, shell folder view, items view list box, tech fair video files, 1 to 3, to move to an item.
And I'm in that same folder. I'll hit V for Vibuck.
V, Vibuck demo.wmv, 3 of 3.
And I'll hit enter to open the file.
Enter.
And let me do insert T for title.
Title is Vibuck demo.wmv dash machete.
And here we are. To navigate one of these files in Machete Lite, there are, you know, quite a few keystrokes we can use, but I only use the following 3 or 4 for navigation purposes. Spacebar plays and pauses the video. Home goes back to the beginning of the video. End goes to the end of the video. Comma, hitting the comma, goes back like about a second each time you hit comma. I don't know if it's a second, but a little bit. Period goes forward just a little bit. And those are useful when you're trying to position yourself at the right place to edit the video. I'm going to hit the space bar now just so we can hear the entire video. Again, it's only about 30 seconds. So you'll get a sense of what's here as well as what we might want to edit out of it. So I'm going to hit the space bar and here we go.
Space. Hold on.
This is a demo file for editing the WMV video that we have. I'm first going to say a few words that I ultimately would like to delete. Oops, I messed this up. What am I going to do now? This really stinks. Now what I'm going to do is say a few more words that I ultimately want to delete. But this time, after saying them, I'm immediately going to start speaking again because we want to see the limitations of editing with Machete Lite. Oops, this really stinks. I screwed up. Now I am going to terminate the recording. Have a nice day. Okay, that is the recording. Now I heard somebody a little bit in the middle there, unmuted. So there was a little bit of background. That was not the recording itself. Now I'm gonna hit the home key to get back to the beginning of this.
Home.
We're going to try to edit out in three places here. You might have heard at the very beginning, it said the Alt-R, which was actually, you know, hearing the beginning of the recording. I'm going to get rid of that. Then there was a part in the middle where I said all about this stinking and so on. I'll get rid of that. And then towards the end, there was that place where I spoke rather quickly after the garbage I wanted to get rid of. So I'm going to hit the space bar just so we can hear once again the first little part I'd like to get rid of.
Space. Alt-R. Space.
What's it? Alt-R, this meeting is being recorded. Okay? I'll hit home to get back to the beginning of this.
Home.
Now, those of you who do audio editing with Goldwave know that you need to set a start marker and an end marker to select a segment that you would like to get rid of. And you do that with a left bracket for the start marker and a right bracket for the end marker. Same with Machete Light, only there's a little twist here because of the video. I'm right at the beginning and I'm going to hit the left bracket because that's where we want to put the start marker.
Left bracket.
Now I'm going to hit the space bar and play it and hit the space bar again to pause it just after the point of what I want to get rid of.
Space. Hold on. Space.
Okay, I hit space bar right there. If you use an audio editor like Goldwave, you would now set your end marker and you could hit the delete key and you would get rid of it. There's a little twist with this program, which is that after you set a start marker, you have to do what's called go to the next keyframe. Now, videos have frames. I think, what is it, like 24 frames per second or something like that. A keyframe is sort of more important frame where something sort of changes. I don't really understand what it is. But I know we have to go to the next keyframe before we can start the end marker. To do that, I'm going to go into the menus. I'll hit Alt.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow, F.
I will right arrow to the play menu.
Edit E, view V, play E.
And I will up arrow to where it says go to next keyframe.
Play menu, play space, to move to the end, E, next keyframe, greater, N.
Now it says greater, which I interpret that as hitting the greater sign, but I haven't been able to make that work. So anyway, for this part, I just do it here in the menus. I'll hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, libicdemo.wmv-machete.
Now I can set an end marker. And again, that is right bracket.
Right bracket.
There it is. I hit that right. And I'm gonna hit the delete key. We won't hear anything.
Blank.
I hit the delete. We didn't hear anything. I'll hit home.
Home.
And hopefully, if this went okay, I got rid of all that little Alt-R business.
Space.
This is a demo file for editing the WM.
Space.
And I did get rid of it. I'll now go to the place in the middle where I start by saying, oops, and then I end by saying, this stinks. The thing about the keyframe business is I've read the help in this Machete Light, and it says that keyframe can be anywhere from 1 to 10 seconds from wherever you happen to be right at the moment. Luckily, it seems that with Machete Light, with WMVs, and the ones that I've done from Zoom, it's closer to 1 second than it is to 10 seconds. Because if it was closer to 10 seconds that you had to delete out after what you didn't want, that, you know, that would be essentially useless. So I'm going to space bar, and I'm going to get to the point where it says, oops, this sticks. MV video that we have. I'm first going to say a few words that I ultimately would like to delete. Oops, I messed this.
Space.
So I spacebar to pause that. This is where now hitting comma is useful because, you know, when you want to get to a point beyond which you'd like to edit out stuff, you usually have to hear a little bit of that bad stuff before you can situate yourself. So I'll hit comma 2 or 3 times, and that should put me just a little bit before the end of what I want to keep.
Comma, 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 space.
I ultimately would like to delete.
Space.
So I hit space bar because it's after that word delete, where the oops business starts. I will hit the left bracket.
Left bracket.
And now I'll space bar and play it all the way to after the word stinks.
Space.
Oops, I messed this up. What am I going to do now? This really stinks.
Space.
And I hit space bar to pause it. If I forgot to do that thing, go to the next keyframe, and I mistakenly hit the right bracket and then tried to delete, we'll see what happens.
Backslash.
Now I hit backslash. I'll always go a little past the right bracket. It doesn't do anything because if I try to hit the right bracket exactly, I'll wind up hitting the left bracket and I have to start over.
Right bracket.
Now I'm going to hit the delete key. Again, having forgotten to go to the next keyframe.
Machete light dialog, OK button to activate, press space bar. Oh, Oscar.
And it says machete light dialog, OK button. With JAWS, as you know, we can often hit insert B, B as in boy. If we think we're missing a little bit of information, I'll do that here.
Machete light dialog, OK button, help button to perform this operation, set the end of the selection to a keyframe or to the end of the file group.
So it tells you, you either have to set a keyframe first, or you don't have to set a keyframe if you are deleting all the way to the end of the file. All right, so that's the sort of message you would hear if you forgot to do that keyframe. Now, I think I'm where I was before, but just to be sure, I'll hit a comma to go back a little bit.
Comma 4, comma 37%, comma 34%.
Sometimes you'll hear it say percent. If you hear that, you can maybe shift tab away so you don't hear the percentages.
35%, 36%, space.
Okay. Sometimes you'll hear percentages. I'll shift tab so I don't hear these percentages reading. Again, that's 37%. I'm 37%, I think, into the recording.
Space.
This really stinks.
Space.
Okay. So I'm after stinks. I'll remember this time to go to the next keyframe. Again, I'll open the menus alt.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow F.
Right arrow to play.
Edit E. View V. Play E.
Up arrow 2.
Play menu to the end N. E. Next keyframe greater N.
Hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus.
Now I can put my right bracket in.
Backslash. Right bracket.
And delete. Again, you hit delete, we don't hear anything. I'll hit comma to go back a little bit just to be sure that it sounds okay.
Comma, comma, space.
That I ultimately would like to delete. Now what I'm going to do is say a few more words that I ultimately want to delete. But this time, after saying them, I'm immediately going to start speaking again because we want to see the limitations of editing with machete light. Oops, this really stinks. I screwed up. Now I am going
space.
Here I purposely did not put any delay between the stuff I wanted to get rid of and what I want to keep. And because of this keyframe business, I just wanted to show you that limitation. I'll hit comma to go back a little bit before where we want to be.
Comma, 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 space.
Oops, this really stinks.
Space.
Didn't go back far enough.
Comma, 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 space.
Editing with machete light.
Space.
So I hit space just before the oops. I'm going to hit my left bracket.
Left bracket.
Okay, I'm going to space bar to play it to try to get more or less just at the point where the garbage part that I want to get rid of ends.
Space.
Oops, this really stinks. I screwed up.
Space.
I hit the space bar right there. Now when we put the keyframe in.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left, edit E. View V, play E.
Or go to the next keyframe.
Play menu to the end, end E. Next keyframe greater N. Enter, leaving menus.
And now I'll do the right bracket.
Backslash. Right bracket.
And hit delete. Let's hear what we've got left now. Again, I'll hit comma.
Comma, comma, space.
Editing with machete light to terminate the recording.
Space.
Okay. I wound up cutting out, I think it was sort of, now I'm going to terminate the recording. So now I'm going. I was not able to retain that. The limitation of this is that if you are creating a video, it takes maybe a little bit of practice. If you mess something up, wait a little bit before you resume speaking. I am done with this. I think I've got it as well as I can do it. I could hit Control S now, and that will simply save it updated. Or if I wanted to save it with a different name, I'll just open the menus again.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow F.
Down arrow to save as.
File menu, open, close, C, save, Control, plus save as .A.
And hit enter on that and give it a new name, which I won't do right now.
Escape, 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 leaving menu bar.
Now, let me just say a couple of words about the paid version of Machete, because I thought that might have some promise. First off, the paid version, you get a 2-week trial, and then you pay a one-time-only purchase fee of $19.95. I was potentially attracted to that because the paid version, you can edit quite a number of video file types, as well as audio files, actually, including MP4. And I thought, boy, I'm cheap, but I'm not that cheap. I'd gladly pay $19.95 if I could directly edit the MP4s and, you know, not have to do that intermediate step of converting. Unfortunately, the problem that I found was that at least the MP4s that I had created from Zoom. Remember what I said about the keyframe, that it will jump forward as little as 1 second and as much as 10 seconds. Unfortunately, it was much closer to jumping forward 10 seconds. And for me, that rendered it useless. I actually sent an email to their tech support and said, is there any way this can be fixed? And they said, no, it's totally dependent on the initial video. You can't change where the keyframes are. I thought I'd try to be smart and maybe I could convert the MP4 to a WMV right there in Machete Lite and, you know, not have to deal with a second app. But it did not at all alter how far away the keyframe was. So I have, through a fair amount of trial and error, you know, I figured out that this is a simple and cheap, totally free way to do very, very basic editing of videos. A couple of additional things you could do with this. You might have like 3 or 4 separate videos, and maybe you would like to, combine them all into one, provided that they were converted and saved with the exact same format. Like that format that I showed you in the Windows Movie Maker, that you can very easily do. You can also copy segments from inside a video or cut segments from inside a video and paste them into another video. I haven't messed around with that, but you can do that. The steps are a little bit different in terms of the keyframes and the like. I was surprised at how hard it was to find a video editor that would do just that simple, basic editing in the middle. And Machete Lite is the one that I found. I'm not going to say that there are other ones out there in the universe, but this one works for me to do this very, very basic, simple editing. Again, I'm not looking to ever win an Academy Award for cinematography or James Bond special effects. I just wanted to have something that would do this very, very basic type of editing and figured out a way to do it.
When you're doing let's say you're doing an hour-long video, have you found a way to kind of jump ahead so you don't have to keep, you know, watching from the beginning or watching from where your last edit was, like you can in Goldwave with this Machete Lite, so you don't have to
There's a keystroke, I think it's Shift-J, which is like a go-to, okay. Command where you can set the hour, the minutes, and the seconds. I found it's a little squirrely. The elements in the dialogue don't line up exactly. They don't talk exactly right, but mm-hmm. but you can figure that out. I don't think there's a way to, sort of fast forward or reverse your way through and, you know, sort of hearing it talk like Mickey Mouse. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, just the comma to go back just a little bit and the period to go forward just a little bit, you know, just to sort of situate yourself works pretty good.
David, when you were ending, we always heard a backslash before the right bracket.
That was me hitting the wrong key. No, you don't have to, but again, just the way my fingers work, I find it safer to overcorrect and move a little to the right of the right bracket, because if I try to hit the right bracket exactly correctly, I hit the left bracket instead, and I got to start over. Yeah, that's why you heard that. I was hitting the wrong key, but fortunately, that wrong key doesn't do anything.
Have you tried taking a recording from the iPhone after screen share, dropping it to the computer, and editing that?
I haven't done it with one of those, and again, I just did it with the computer. The thing that I would want to check out with that, whether those keyframe distances work the same way. Works fine for a Zoom recording, again, because that distance is closer to 1 second than 10 seconds. I'm assuming it would be the same for an iPhone recording, but making such assumptions is not always a safe thing to do. So I'm going to play around with that a little bit more. And you're right, I should do a screen recording with the iPhone. Let me say a couple of things about if you do a screen recording with the iPhone. Two things you want to always remember. In fact, let me talk about an MP4 also. One, you have to have your screen curtain off, because if your screen curtain is on, then black is what is seen. Secondly, if you want to do a screen recording with both your voiceover talking and you talking as a person, you turn on start the screen recording, make sure to turn on the microphone part, but you really need to wear headphones, because if you don't wear headphones, in the recording, your voice will be, more or less normal volume, but the volume of the voiceover will be very, very, very faint. And for the MP4s on a computer, always when you get to the screen that you really want people to see, remember to maximize your window, because I always forget to maximize my window. I get a recording just right, be very happy with myself, and then remember that I forgot to maximize the window.
And one of the things that I learned, because I had to do some screen recordings in the last couple of weeks, is you try to use the dictation feature when you're using a screen recording. It does not work well. Like, you literally have to input the text letter by letter.
And do not disturb. Always put do not disturb on.
Don't, if you're on your computer, close out all your emails, because you'll get the boings when emails come in and all the rest of it. So, you know, anything that you don't need on, yes, turn on do not disturb.
If you have anybody in your contacts who is not on do not disturb, make sure you change that as well, because they will come through.
One of the beauties of this video editing is that, so say something like that happens in the middle of a 35 or 45 minute recording. Well, you can have it in there and just tell them to call you back later and then remove that later. Again, I needed to be able to know something about the basics of video editing before I could realistically think it's anything I could do. Otherwise, I'd, you know, have to just do it over and over and over again until I got it right.
Remind me how to do screen recordings on the iPhone.
You would open your control center, you know, so tap on the status bar so your focus is there. Then do a three-finger swipe up, and then you can flick to the right. Screen recording will be one of the things there. You might have to add that in your control center settings, in settings. So that is there. When you go in there, there is a button to turn the microphone on or off, and you would want to make sure to turn the microphone on if you want to narrate as things are going. Then you double tap to start the screen recording at a certain point. And then when you're done, you double tap to end it. Again, it will be downloaded. The MP4 will go to your Photos app, and you'll find it at the bottom of your list of all the photos/videos that you've done. And one of the more actions, I think, are, you know, you can share to Dropbox or somewhere like one of your other cloud services, so you could get the file that way.
When you go to the screen recording on your phone, don't just double tap on it, because it will start recording. You need to flick up with one finger and then double tap on it to open it up.
One of the things that I find important in the editing that I do is the ability to listen to the effect of what I'm about to delete. So before you delete, once you've set your markers, is there a way in Machete to preview what's going to be the effect of that delete before you actually do it?
One, I'm sure there is a way, and I think it would be in that play menu. Here's a very, very other important keystroke, which is Control Z for undoing.
Undo.
So if you do something, you don't like what you've edited, and that happens all the time, your Control Z for undo will do that. I just do Control Z myself. And if I like what I just delete it. If I like what I've done, fine. If I don't, I do Control Z. But the nice thing is about these menus is it's so easy. It's just a standard menu bar. So you can go in and just, you know, arrow to the edit part, edit to the play part, up arrow, down arrow, through to see all the commands and their shortcuts and so on. You know, so all of this was self-taught with some trial and error. But and the thing about this video editing business, it's at least as a screen reader user, there isn't really anybody I could ask on how you sort of do this stuff. But these were the freest and easiest ways I figured out to do it. That does not mean that there are not other ways out there in the universe.
One other thing about the keyframe business, I think what you'll find is that the higher quality your video is to begin with, the closer together will be your keyframes. And the reason that Zoom is the way it is, because Zoom uses a very low quality video recording, and that's why the keyframes are so far apart.
It would be nice if you could zing in a little bit better. As far as I know, you know, you don't have the capability that you have in audio editors like Goldwave.
Yeah, but you're dealing with the keyframe issue, and that is tied to the original video and you're kind of stuck with what you get.
You're fine.
What's the feedback you've gotten about the visual quality of the videos?
Yeah, two-part answer to that. One, I would like to look more into that question. But then the second part of the answer is, for what I want to do, I don't care. I don't care how pretty it is, because, you know, what I'd want to do is sort of demo something. Here's something going wrong with a website on my computer. And if I could, you know, visually show that to a web developer and the transition isn't super smooth, I don't particularly care. But I would like to get a better sense of just those types of questions. I would like to also ask, I think the answer is it does this okay, is that when I'm moving my cursor around, the way I do it in JAWS, is the visuals of me moving my cursor around tracking it as closely as I hope it is? I think it is, because in theory, that has supposed to have improved over the years. But these are good questions that I don't really yet know the answer to.
If you're doing screen share on the iPhone, the tracking is quite good. So it would be interesting for people to compare with you how well it tracks when you do it in Zoom versus on the iPhone. You know, there's still more exploration to do. And if you get those answers, I think it would be worth discussing them in a future meeting.
One advantage they say about these paid apps for converting files is that it does it much more quickly. My thing is, I don't do this often enough. So would I pay $20 for just getting this machete that works? Yeah, I'd pay that. $55-$60 for something just for the intermediate step? Not really. I mean, if I did this with a good amount of frequency, yes. But free for me is best, because this is not something I do a lot. I do, you know, a good amount of audio editing of my little recordings of demos and stuff. But this is sort of much more secondary.
After you converted it and then did the final editing, did you have somebody look at it to make sure that when you replay it, say the video with your mouth and moving and everything was...
That again, I want to play around with a little bit more. The answer is no, but I need to play around with that some more.
Hey, thank you so much, David. Excellent presentation as usual.